The tuition problem in American universities is an incredibly huge problem. My university's tuition was $48,000 per year. I was able to overcome that by taking out student loans. I still owe at least $14,000, as well as my grandma helping me out a bit. However, when I was in high school, got all A's. I was a valedictorian. Because of this, I was able to receive a merit-based scholarship of some at least $20,000 a year. That really helped. I don't know how foreign students do it from any other country in America, like my Chinese friends, or from any other country, how they were able to afford flying over to a different continent and paying for the tuition. It sounds impossible. But I think that's how colleges make most of their money. In contrast to this $48,000 per year, the American average minimum wage is, $11 or something. It's absolutely no way to pay for it. College cost about $16,000 in today's money in 1960. That's in contrast to the about $50,000 a year for private universities such as Yale or NYU or Stanford. If one went to a state school, like where I went for my master's degree, it averages only $14,000 a year, and it is a lot easier to be accepted there as well. That's why there's a lot more people who go there, even if they still do have to work jobs while they study. There is a presidential candidate named Bernie Sanders who has many socialist ideas and is very popular among the youth, particularly my friends on Facebook. He proposes, besides Medicare for all, free university for everybody. We really admire the institutions in Europe that are so prestigious and yet cost almost nothing because you highly value education. Often the young people reproach the baby boomers, the people born after World War II, for the inflation and for being able to afford college by only working a part-time job.